scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 7, 2019. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. May we have a roll call, please?
Councilman Birdsall?
Here.
Councilman Keeler?
Present.
Councilman Kelly?
Here.
Councilman Lexstein?
Here.
Councilman Rooney?
Here.
Councilman Schwartz is absent, and Mayor Long.
Before we get started, we have some remarks from the audience. Is anybody who wishes to be heard? Hello, Chris.
Mr. Pillow, 370 Ocean Avenue. Same question, 356 Ocean Avenue, what's the update?
Yeah, I'll give you the update. They did not file an answer to our complaint in the time that they had to do that, 35 days, which was last week.
I believe it's 28.
28. So we have filed a call against them. Had the building department go out there today, take current photographs all around the property, all around the building. And so what we'll be doing then is applying to the court for what's known as a proof hearing to get a judgment. We'll let you know when the date for that is, when I get that. Because we may want your testimony, perhaps another neighbor or two.
I know the neighbors would definitely want to do that, so let me know and I'll get how many testimonies you want.
That'd be great. Keep it posted. Probably about a month,
okay.
four to 5 weeks.
Right, I just want to stay on top of it because I feel that if they sign that agreement, they did the roof, but the windows haven't been done, and you know, half the siding is done and everything else has been painted or painted over.
Yeah, and I got a full set of pictures from today, so I know what it looks like.
I got you. I appreciate it. Thank
okay,
you.
No problem.
Hi, this is Alpha 158 Ocean Avenue, and I have a question slash concern I just wanted to ask about. I got a notice that you're paving Mountain View, which we badly needed, so very happy to hear that. And I contacted the engineer that sent the letter because I have some plans in place and I wanted to make sure they don't curb where I have parking. But the engineer also mentioned that they weren't paving all the way to the river. And as far as I knew, Mountain View went all the way to the river. And they said that they were, in the scope of what they were asked to do, they were stopping at the garage of the house, two houses from the river. So I just was wondering if that's correct, because that the river access is something that everybody on the street enjoys right now. And the property behind me is for sale, and my concern is that somebody buys it and doesn't give us access to the river. So I don't know why. I looked at all the other streets in Seabrook, and all the paving is done, you know, to the bulkhead. So
yeah, well, that's we have our engineers right here.
Oh.
So Fred and Greg, I'm gonna have to put you on the spot for that, because these are engineers who are doing this project. So, can you tell us what the extent of the paving is and why it's the way it is?
The thinking, I believe, because Claire, who was the project manager, helped us scope that. I believe the logic was to stay back from the bulkhead in the event that the bulkhead needed repair, and that the paving ought not be wasted going up to the bulkhead. But quite frankly, I'd have to take a quick look at the plans outside just to refresh and reconfirm why we chose the limits we did. But I understand the question.
I can understand why no curbing, but I don't understand why no paving.
And I can also add to that, Ruth, the right of way will be reestablished to that area, correct, Greg? In other words, there's not going to be, even though the paving was not contemplated in this project, it's going to be recut and all stone there so that it establishes the firm right of way right to the bulkhead.
Okay.
So it's not going to look like it does today. It's going to be cut and new stone and compaction will be done there, because I had already talked to Claire about that, Fran, and I knew we're hitting you cold with it. But she was concerned about that as well, about having to cut the paving. So it will be a visual, clear path to the bulkhead for public access. But I had asked the same question, that people always had the right of way, and you're going to see clearly established in the paving project.
Thank you.
Anyone have remarks in the audience?
Brandon, I'd like some more feedback. Let me take a look at it to make sure.
Mayor, can we remove number 146-119?
Okay. So a motion to remove number 146-2019.
And I'll make a motion to remove the rest of the consent agenda.
Motion to remove number 146-2019 and approve the remaining consent agenda.
Correct.
Who's the second?
Second.
Councilman Bertoff?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
How about resolution 146-2019?
I have a
conflict on that.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second.
Okay. Councilman Bertoff?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
I'm staying to the conflict.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Thank you. Next up, we have our ordinances, and we have ordinance number 18-2019 for adoption, and this is our affordable housing regulations in section 130.
I'll make a motion to approve the ordinance.
Second.
Councilman Bertoff?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
And next we have an ordinance introduction. This is ordinance number 20-2019, and this is for the Shore Regional School District project, financing through the Monmouth County Improvement Program.
I'll make a motion to introduce. Okay.
Councilman Bertoff?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
And in non-new business, we have a voucher payment.
Mayor, before we make a motion on that, the same conflict is on the voucher list. So I don't know if I go out here, but I just want to move.
Well, you could vote yes.
Except for all of that. Okay.
Do you have a number?
It's 01099. Well, I think you're just making the motion just to approve the whole document.
Right.
And then I'll stand on that.
Yeah. Okay. Councilman, did you second?
Can you second it?
Okay.
Brian.
Councilman Bertoff?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
I vote yes on all items except for 01992 dogs and cats in the conflict, which I'm going to try to stand.
Councilman Rooney?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.